Hey everybody, Dave Kincaid here with Alberta Business Grants. Hope you're having a great day today. We've got a really cool little show for you today. It's called the Digital Skills for Youth Program. And with us today is Dev Pandey. Dev, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Dev, our audience is a lot of entrepreneurs and we saw this program and I was just wondering, could you tell us a bit about it and how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Digital Skills for Youth program, it's a federally funded wage subsidy program by ISED Canada. So there are 9 delivery organizations across Canada. The University of Calgary is one of them, and we're delivering it for the Prairie provinces. It's a pretty cool initiative where it's geared towards underemployed and unemployed youth. To get some upskilled training in the digital space and then find them internships so that they can apply those learned skills. It's an opportunity for unemployed, underemployed youth to kind of pivot into the digital space.
Yeah, it's a major issue, I know, for government, for a lot of youth getting that sort of first job. This looks like an awesome program for it. And do you have the youth lined up, or do employers have to go and find youth and bring them to you? How does that work?
So there's 2 ways you can be involved with the program through the University of Calgary. Initially when we started off with the program, we did have a group of youth that we had recruited into the program who were going through some upskill training, and we were placing them into internship. But as the program went forward, of course, our pool started dwindling, which is when we gave employers the opportunity to kind of go recruit their own candidate. So that's the most popular one right now, where employers come up to me, they apply to the program, they have to get approved, and there's eligibility criteria, which I can get into in just a second here. But when they apply to the program, they get approved, and they can post the position on Indeed or any other job boards, their own job boards, and recruit for that specific position. And then they come back to me and they tell me, hey, Dev, we found a candidate. What do we do next? And that's when I help the candidate register into some coursework that we are providing through the University of Calgary Continuing Education. There's a lot of different courses that they offer. And they also start their internship simultaneously with the employer. Now, the best part is the employer is eligible for a $10,500 wage subsidy through this entire program if they hire the youth and all that and meet all the criteria for the program.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about the criteria. First of all, let's talk about the youth. What are the criteria for the employee, I guess, in this particular case?
Yeah, so most of the employers, when they're posting the position, they can put this on their job description as well, and they can specifically say that it is a ISED Canada initiative, so the age requirement won't be an issue. So the criteria specifically for an employee would be that they have to be between the ages of 15 to 30, completed post-secondary studies. So it doesn't have to be from the University of Calgary. It can be from any post-secondary institution in Canada. And it has to be a degree or a diploma program. They have to be legally entitled to work in Canada. That means they have to be a Canadian citizen, permanent resident, or refugee status. So if they're on a work permit, that would not be eligible. They cannot be in receipt of EI during their internship, and they have to self-assess as underemployed or unemployed, and underemployed would mean part-time employment.
Okay, cool. Just on that note, you said that the youth, I guess, in this, and by the way, I really appreciate you mentioning the age that can go on the job description, because I know for a lot of employers, they're like, how do I get around that communication? So I appreciate you.
And just to add into that, sorry to interrupt you there, but just to add into that, I have had employers raise concerns with that, but we do have a little blurb that we send to employers once they're approved saying you can use this on your job postings, and there's a little bit of an image that we add to it as well for marketing purposes.
Yeah, and I think I just want to mention too about the digital skills, because obviously that's a big part of this. So what is the sort of the digital skill component for the youth in this program?
There's a lot of different things that could qualify under the digital space, but I'll quickly go over some of the pathway or the training options that we're offering that have kind of aligned with some of the positions that have come through the program. So there's front-end web development, there's computer programming and IT fundamentals, there's database administration, business intelligence and analytics, integrated digital media, and digital marketing and social media. So those would be some of the popular ones that are being taken up. Mm-hmm.
That's huge for businesses. I mean, what business doesn't want to help with their online presence? So it's phenomenal. Moving over to the employer side, Dev, who are the ideal companies that you're looking to partner with right now?
Mm-hmm. So there is a very specific criteria for the employers that can be involved in the program as well. So they have to be profit or nonprofit organizations and have less than 500 employees. So it's basically targeting small to medium-sized businesses. They have to commit to supervising and mentoring these youth interns, and they also cannot be a home-based business. So they need to have an office space, and that's it.
Is there any particular companies, like I said, there's a lot of people who will be listening to this are really in the innovative space. A lot of them, you know, they're technology companies, mm-hmm. but some of them are traditional brick and mortar as well. So do you have a preference which way right now, or are you kind of just open to anyone as long as they meet that criteria?
As long as they meet the criteria, they will be eligible. So I don't think there's any more picking and choosing beyond the criteria itself, because it has been laid out by ISED Canada that those are the eligibility requirements.
Totally. Now, in terms of a lot of employers always ask me, like, how competitive and how complex is the process to go mm-hmm. to get into this program?
Mm-hmm. So it's not, I wouldn't call it competitive, but the program is ending on March 31st, 2020. It's at the end of this fiscal year. So we are, I guess, our spots are going away a day at a time. They're being taken up. So the sooner you apply and the sooner you kind of get into the program, the better. But in terms of competitiveness, as long as you meet the criteria, I'm the one who usually reviews the employer applications as well. So it shouldn't, it's not a very competitive process, if I were to put it that way.
Okay.
It's just, I would say you have to create an account and all of those things, which I can talk about later, or employers can also visit the DS4Y website. There's an employer guide that we've created that kind of goes through all the steps on how to actually apply to the program and get involved.
Really, how long is that process to go from? So if an employer contacts you
mm-hmm.
day from there to they can hire someone, how long is that process?
In terms of actually applying to the program and getting approved, I would say 24 to 48 hours.
Wow.
It's not, it doesn't take too long for us to do that as long as the employer meets all the criteria and we double check their certificate of incorporation as well, which is uploaded to their application. So 24 to 48 hours for that. And then to go through the other steps of actually getting the position posted on our job board and actually recruiting for the candidate and finding the candidate, it really depends on the employer. So we've seen it range somewhere between 2 weeks to 4 weeks.
Okay. And just a question mm-hmm. for timing. So if the program ends by March 31st, does the money have to be spent by that time, or is it just they can be like an intern for 6 months of the new year and that money mm-hmm. can be allocated through 6 months, or does the money have to be completely used up by the end of this government fiscal year, March 31st?
So it does have to be used up. So it really depends on how much your pay rate is for that intern on whether you utilize the $10,500 or not. But initially the program had a mandated a minimum 6 month internship, but that is no longer the case. So now it can be a 1 month long internship, 2 month long internship. And depending on the wages that you're paying the intern, you could utilize the entire $10,500 or you couldn't. Because every time you submit a wage subsidy claim, you get reimbursed 50% of what you incurred.
Right.
And up to $10,500. So
if they spend $20,000 on a project between now and the end of the government fiscal year, March 31st, they can just submit whatever it is once a month or however.
In wages, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's really phenomenal. Is there anything else, Deb, that I want to respect your time? Is there anything else important that you wanted to let us know, for example, like how should people reach out? How should they contact you? What's the best way to do that?
The best way to contact me would be by phone. So my direct line is 403-220-5156. Or if you're more comfortable with email, the email is just ds4y 4y@ucalgary.ca.
Oh, Deb, this has been really, really helpful. And I know a lot of people listening are going to really appreciate this. So thank you very much for taking the time. Is there anything else you wanted to add, Deb? Or, sorry, I should have asked that.
No, I think we've covered pretty much the basics of the program. And if anybody has any further questions that are particularly directed or catered to their organizations, I'll be happy to answer them.
Yeah, and the website's very helpful. What's that website one more time?
So the website's a little longer to get to.
You know what? I'll put it in a link, but it's like DS4Y. If you Google that, it shows
so up. I can say it out here as well if people can catch it, but it'd be ucalgary.ca/student-services/careers/DS4Y.
Yeah. And guys, if you just Google that, it'll pop.
Yeah.
So listen, Deb, thank you so much for your time today. This has been super helpful, and hopefully we'll get some employers to contact you and get some of these youth to work and get the economy rolling again. So thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, David.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.